Hello, this is a 5-minute podcast for beginner English learners by Nasim. Today, we will talk about personality traits using opposites. When we want to ask about someone's personality, in English, we say, "What's he like?" Or, "What's she like?" For example, what is he like? He is very kind and friendly. Now, let's learn some common personality opposites. A friendly person is warm and welcoming and likes to talk to others. A shy person doesn't make friends easily and isn't comfortable in large groups. Example, my cousin is very friendly, but her brother is shy and quiet. A kind person cares about other people and helps them. A mean person is not nice to others and may hurt their feelings. Example, our teacher is kind, but some people can be mean. A patient person stays calm when things take time. An impatient person gets annoyed when they must wait. Example, my mother is patient, but my brother is impatient. A hard-working person puts a lot of effort into work or study. A lazy person does not like working or studying much. Example, Sarah is hard-working, but her roommate is lazy. A confident person believes in themselves. An insecure person often doubts themselves. Example, he is confident when he speaks English, but I feel insecure sometimes. A generous person likes sharing with others. A selfish person thinks mostly about themselves. Example, my neighbor is generous, but his brother can be selfish. A funny person makes people laugh. A serious person does not joke very much. Example, Tom is funny, but his sister is serious. A creative person has new ideas and enjoy imagination. An unimaginative person prefers simple and usual idea. Example, Emma is creative, but her friend is more unimaginative. Now, let's review again. Unimaginative. Now, let's review again. Friendly versus shy. Kind versus mean. Patient versus impatient. Hardworking versus lazy. Confident versus insecure. Generous versus selfish. Funny versus serious. Creative versus unimaginative. Remember, people are not only one thing. We can be confident in one situation and shy in another. This is completely normal. Now, let's listen to a conversation. What's our new classmate like?
She is really friendly and kind.
Oh, nice. Is she shy or confident?
She is confident in class, but a little shy in large groups.
What about her brother?
He is very quiet and shy. He doesn't talk much.
Interesting. And her best friend?
Her best friend is the opposite. She is very outgoing and talkative.
That sounds like a good mix of personalities.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.